AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. U.S. stocks ended the week on a sour note. The Dow dropped 127 points, the Nasdaq down 193. It follows a surprisingly strong jobs report today that fueled investors' worries about inflation and higher interest rates.
Not only were 517,000 jobs added last month, President Biden says some 12 million have been created since he took office.
That's the strongest 2 years of job growth in history. By a long shot.
And he adds, as jobs continue to go up, inflation is slowly coming down.
Inflation has now fallen for six straight months. Gas prices are down more than $1.50 a gallon since their peak. Food inflation is falling as well. And as inflation is coming down, take-home pay for workers is going up.
I'm Shelley Adler.
At the Pentagon, that white balloon from China moving eastward toward the central U.S. continues to raise concerns. But Brigadier General Pat Ryder says they don't feel it poses a threat to people. And he disputes China's claim it's for weather research.
We are aware of the PRC's statement. However, the fact is, we know that it's a surveillance.
Much of the U.S. is freezing today, and it's going to get worse this weekend in New England, where wind chills are expected to go below minus 50. In Austin, Texas, authorities are apologizing for prolonged power outages.
We do not have an estimated time for restoration.
The sheriff in Tulare County in Northern California says two alleged gang members have been arrested for the killings of six relatives at a home in Goshen last month, including a teenaged mother and her baby.
Alyssa and Nicholas were both found dead on the street. Both shot in the back of the head.
Three bodies found in a vacant Detroit area apartment building have been identified as those of three aspiring rappers. They went missing nearly 2 weeks ago. This is AP News. Ukraine is using reconnaissance drones to monitor the border with Belarus.
Drones are flown several times a day from Ukrainian positions deep within the forest that stretches across the border with neighboring Belarus, scouring sky and land for signs of enemy movement. The Ukrainian Army Intelligence Unit in the area says, "We use drones in order to constantly have information about what the enemy is doing." Resident Matveva Valentina remembers the day spent under occupation when she wouldn't dare turn the lights on after 5 p.m. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
European Union officials say that they'll unveil a 10th package of sanctions against Russia on February 24th, marking the anniversary of the invasion of Ukraine. The EU president says they'll be targeting military technology. I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.